我们前一个礼拜讲到基督是上帝荣耀所发出来的光辉。
Last Sunday we prayed that Christ Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God.
全本圣经中看见神就是光。
In the whole Bible we see that God is light.
而光是在能见界里面最超乎这的一件很奇妙的事情。
That in the visible realm, the light is something that surpasses our understanding.
光不是物质。
That this light is not material.
确实有物质能见的可能的形象。
But then there's a possibility for us to see it in terms of metals.
光不像其他的物质。
And light is not like any other metals.
但是光却有速度。
But then it has a speed.
光没有重量。
Light has no weight.
但是光可以进到最硬的玻璃里面把热传过去。
But then it can go through the hardest glasses and transmit the heat.
从光学的研究到现在
，from the theory of this study of theory of light，
我们看见一直没有很完满的答案。
We know that there's no perfect answer for what light is。
光是不是在第四度空间里面一个微波呢
？Is light a micro vibration in the fourth dimension？
光是不是一个 particle 的移动呢
？Is it the movement of particles？
我们很难完满的解释出来。
It is very difficult for us to understand light perfectly。
从牛顿的三棱镜。
Coming from this prism of this Newton,
光变成七个颜色开始。
At a time where it reflected into seven colors,
我们一知道我们对光的明白是非常贫穷的。
Then we know that it's so poor for us to understand our light.
圣经的神就是光。
The Bible said God is light.
荣耀的光。
And the eternal and glorious light.
耶稣基督是上帝荣耀所发出的光辉。
And Christ Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God.
基督的光照射大地的时候。
So the light of Christ Jesus when it shines upon the earth.
就是这黑暗的世界产生新的盼望。
So that this world of darkness will have the hope.
耶稣说我就是光。
Christ Jesus says I'm the light.
我是世上的光
and the light of the world.
跟从我的人就不走在黑暗的里面。
He who follow me will no more walk in darkness.
他们必要得着生命的光。
And they will attain the light of life.
有基督又把这个身份给他的门徒。
And then Jesus gave this position to his disciples.
耶稣说你们是世界的光。
And Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
这些都是很伟大的话。
These are all very big statements.
所以我们从哪里看见神的荣耀呢？
Where can we see the glory of God?
从基督看见神的荣耀。
In also Christ we can see the glory of God.
因为基督是上帝荣耀所发出来的光辉。
Because Christ Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God.
上一次我们就讲到这个地方。
And in the past we preached until this point.
在第三节的五句话里面。
But in the five sentences of these three verses,
我们看到第二句又把另外一方面告诉我们。
We see the second sentence explained another aspect of it.
它不但是上帝荣耀所发出来的。
Not only that he's the radiance of the glory of God,
它是上帝本体的真相。
But he's the true representation of the essence of God.
本体的真相。
The substance, the essence, and the representation.
这里给我们看见了一个体，一个相，两方面里外表达出来。
We can see one is the substance, one is the representation, one is inner, one is outer being manifested.
在这本书写了以后。
After these books have been written,
1700多年
1700 years later,
德国才有一个哲学家提到体与相之间的关系。
That in Germany, there was only a philosopher who brought up a relationship of substance and representation.
这个人叫 Immanuel Kant.
That's called Immanuel Kant.
Immanuel Kant 把整个知识的可能把它分成两个范围。
Immanuel Kant has divided the possibility of knowledge into two realms.
所以哲学里面知识论的问题是很大的一个问题。
We know that in philosophy, epistemology is something which is a very big subject.
It's epistemology 这个字通常英文字典没有出现。
Epistemology you cannot find in the ordinary dictionary.
很大的字典也没有出现。
Only also in big dictionary you cannot find the word.
因为普通的人根本不需要讨论这个事情。
Because a lot of people do not have to discuss about epistemology.
Epistemology 这个字在哪里出现的？
Epistemology this word where does it come from?
在哲学词典里面就出现。
Only in philosophical dictionary.
那为什么哲学要讨论这个事情？
Why that philosophy wants to discuss about this?
因为通常的人只讲知识。
Because a lot of people only discuss on knowledge.
哲学家讲知识的知识。
But then philosophers want to discuss about the knowledge of knowledge.
通常的人讲历史。
Common people will discuss about history.
哲学家要讲怎么样去研究历史才是正确的历史。
But then the philosopher want to discuss how do you study history, then it becomes true history.
所以知识跟知识论是不一样。
So this knowledge and often the knowledge of knowledge are two different things.
历史跟历史学是不一样。
And also the history and historiography is two different things.
医药跟医学也是不一样。
We know that medicine and medical studies are two different.Things.
那么知识论是什么呢
？So what do you mean by epistemology?
知识论就是研究知识是可能的吧？这种知识。
Epistemology is to study the is knowledge possible.
研究知识的性质是什么？这种知识。
And also the knowledge to study about the nature of knowledge.
研究知识的来源是从哪里来的？这种知识。
And to study the origin and the source of knowledge. This kind of knowledge is epistemology.
研究知识的证物怎么判断的知识。
And also a knowledge to study about how to judge what knowledge.What is right? What is wrong?
研究知识的范围到哪里的知识
，and also the knowledge they study about the realm, the spheres of knowledge.
所以知识论就是研究知识的性质、范围、可能性、权威、来源的这种知识，这叫做知识论。
So it is epistemology the study about the possibility, the origin, the authority, the realm, and the possibility of knowledge, and this is called epistemology.
Immanuel Kant 用了几十年的研究。
Immanuel Kant, after he studied for tens of years,
最后他写了三本很重要的书。
And then later he wrote three very important books.
第一本书叫做《理性的限定》
，And the limit of this rationality
是纯理性的限定。
And also the limit of pure rationality originally
批判他
，And the critique of it.
所以他的书名叫做《The Critique of the Pure Reason》，
纯理性的批判。
第二本书是什么呢
？And the second book,
The Critique.Of the practical reason,
and 实践理性的批判。
所以第三本书是什么呢
？Or the third book,
the critique of the judgment,
and 判断的批判。
所以这个就把它变成一个批判哲学之父了。
So he became the father of critics.
为什么他要研究这些呢
？Why did he study all these things?
因为当他活在世界上的时候
，Because while he was still on the earth,
欧洲分成了两派。
Europe was divided into two big schools.
一派是以英伦三岛为本的。
One used based on United Kingdom.
One is based in the United Kingdom. 他们所注意的理论就是这个呢，以感官功能去达到知识的，这个叫做经验论。
And they have emphasized on the empiricism.
It means that knowledge comes through of the sense of human body.
只有透过我们的感官，我们才能够真正的认识所谓的知识。
Our eyes, our ears, our feelings in our skin, all these is the senses which can bring us the signal to build up our knowledge.
那么，只有透过我们的眼睛，透过我们的各种感官，才能够使我们真正得到所谓的知识。
所以，经验论的哲学家
，so this empiricist philosopher
从 Bacon 到这个 Locke 到这个 David Hume
Berkeley
Thomas Hobbes 他们都承认只有感官才能把知识带进来
and all these people will affirm that it's the only through the sensory organs that we can have knowledge
当然这个跟古代苏格拉底的思想是不一样
but this is different from Socrates method
因为苏格拉底相信人是投胎在世的
Because Socrates believed that we are only but reincarnated.
所以人里面已经有一些知识不必感官就可以产生出来。
So in us, there's some knowledge that do not have to be acquired through sensory organs.
欧洲另外一派的哲学是以法国从荷兰以及德国为本的。
Another group of philosophers based on the, in Europe, they're based on France and also in Holland, in Germany.
代表就是三个人 René Descartes 在巴黎
René Descartes in Paris,
Baruch Spinoza 在 Amsterdam,
Spinoza in Amsterdam.
另外一个人在德国的就是 Leibniz,
Leibniz in Germany.
这三个人说不是从感官理性的本身是有知识的。
These three say that it's not from sensory organ because our reasoning power has the knowledge.
我们知道二加二等于四，不需要感官。
We know that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. It doesn't come from sensory organs.
我不需要看。 不需要摸，不需要听，我想一想，我就可以知道二加二等于四。
I do not have to see or touch. I just have to think, and I know that 2 + 2 = 4.
所以英国哲学家就走了经验主义派。
So the Britain also go on the empiricist approach.
大陆哲学家就走了理性主义派。
And the Europe continent they go on the reason.
这理性主义 rationalism。理性主义派后来越来越绝对化自己的时候
，When this rationalism absolutize themselves，
他们就用理性代替上帝
，Then they absolutize and use rationality as a god，
审判一切不合理性的东西
，And they want to use that to judge those that do not go according to rationality。
但是英国的 John Locke 又找到另外一条路
，But then John Locke in UK find another approach，
是有没有超过理性的事情呢
？Is there anything that's transcend rationality？
把一切都放在理性的范围里面
Because you're going to place all things in the realm of rationality
所以呢 John Locke 是历史中间第一个把有关理性的事分成三类的哲学家
So John Locke was the first philosopher that divide those things concerning rationality into three categories
和我思想明白的叫做合理的事情
That which according to my own understanding is called rational
我的理性不能通过的叫做不合理的事情
That which cannot go through my rationality is called irrational
但是有一些事比我更聪明我有些的理性没办法沟通的时候那叫做超理性的事情
But there are also things whereby using my rationality I cannot fully understand and that's called supra-rational
所以 John Locke 就把事物分成 contra-rational, rational and supra-rational
So this John Locke has divided into two categories contra and rational and supra-rational
就在这里呢把宗教定了一个位
and then he has placed the position fixed the position for religion
宗教不等于迷信
religion is not equal to superstition
迷信不等于宗教
superstition is not equal to religion
迷信是不合理性的事情
because superstition is contra-rational
对真理一些的信仰是有时超理性的功能
and the faith towards religion towards this faith sometimes is supra-rationality
当康德受了这个卢梭的影响的时候
So when this Kant was in,this influence affected influenced by Rousseau
又受了这个 David Hume 的影响
And again he was influenced by David Hume
他就认为呢你要用理性批判一切
好
我来批判你这个理性
He said that you want to use rationality to predict all these things Okay, I will now predict your rationality
理性主义的人怎么有资格用有限的理性来批判万有呢
The rationalist, how can they use the finite rationality to predict all things?
好像一个孩子读了高中他就把妈妈把祖母全部拿来一同轻看
Just like a young man after he has gone through his secondary school he wants to despise his father, his grandmother
你到底多聪明
How intelligent are you?
所以人类历史第一次对理性批判的是康德
So Immanuel Kant was the first in history that started to critique rationality
他的三本 critique
and three books of critiques
the critiques of empiricism the critiques of the particularism the critiques of judgment 就变成他最有创造性头脑的一个哲学家的里程碑了
and all these three books become the milestone of this mind which is most creative
而康德自己也没有办法脱离他是有限的
but Immanuel Kant cannot escape from himself that he is finite
所以从神的道来批判的时候他的话语他的思想还有许多有矛盾错误的地方
So if you use the word of God to critique his philosophy there are so many loopholes that he has
今天我不在这里教哲学
And this evening I'm not teaching philosophy here
我要回到刚才的本体与现象之中的事情
But I want to come back to the essence, substance of ontology and representation
当康德研究知识论的时候
When the Kant his study of epistemology
他就是我们所思想的东西
He said what that we are thinking
是想到什么呢
What is that that we think?
是想到一个事物的真正的本体的里面或者只看到它的现象
Are we thinking about the true substance of that thing or are we thinking only about the phenomenon?
他的结论是什么呢
What is his conclusion?
我们的知识所能研讨所能思考所能细察所能归纳所能演绎的全部只在现象间
All that we can study, we can infer, that can reason, is only but confined in the realm of phenomenon.
因为现象的背后有个本体，是我们没有办法够到的。
Because we cannot just go through phenomena to the essence of things.
But 它的本体却不是我们所想的琐碎的每一样小事情的本体。
But as to its ontology, it's not a piecemeal that we had.
它说有三件事是在本体界里面我们没有办法去明白的。
There are three things in the realm of ontology whereby we cannot not fully understand.
那三件事是什么呢？
What are the three things?
第一， the first 就是上帝。
God.
上帝的本体界。
God is in the realm of ontology.
我们的理性没有办法想通他。
That our rationality cannot fully understand him.
第二，
the second
不朽。
Immortality.
我们没有办法想通他。
We cannot fully understand what is immortal.
因为我们整个思想，我们整个人生在我们朽坏的身体里面。
Because what we can think is only within this physical body that's mortal.
那个超能朽坏物质的那个灵界永恒的事情，我们没有办法。
That which is in the spirit, that which is in the eternal, that super, the transcend our physical body that's mortal.
So the supramaterial, superphysical, supervisual things we can never comprehend with our limited reason in the limited body.
所以，借着我们这个有限的理性，我们不能够完全透过这个能够喜欢的身体来了解、来去明白那个超理性，并且能够超这个啊不朽坏。
那么不朽存在不存在呢？
The immortality does it exist?
它不可否定。
It cannot be denied.
他接受这个事情。
He accepted that.
怎么接受他呢？
But how to accept that?
用盼望去接受他。
We're using hope to accept.
所以呢，他说我一生要知道的事情一共只有四个。
He said that in my whole life, the thing that I want to know only about four things.
第一，
the first,
我是谁？
Who am I?
第二，
the second,
我能知什么？
What can I know?
第三，
the third,
我一生应当做的事，我要行的生活是什么？
What then should be my life? What should be the doing of my life?
并是
the fourth,
我有可能有什么盼望？
What kind of hope is it possible for me to have?
这个跟我们平常想的不一样。
It's quite different as what we think in our days.
今天新加坡人想的是我今天要吃什么？
And Singaporeans, they was the thing that what should I eat today?
我要赚什么钱？
What kind of money should I make?
我要找什么生活？
What kind of life should I have?
我要娶哪一个老婆？
What kind of wife should I have?
那这是普通人想的。
These common people will think of this thing.
那是生活所想的。
Because that's what that we think in our daily life.
但康德所想的不是普通人，是整个人类。
But Emmanuel can think of something that concerns the whole humankind.
他说世界的不是生活的，是生命的。
Not something which is about living, but life.
Who am I?
我是谁？
What can I know?
我能够知道什么？
What should I do?
我应该做什么？
What is my hope?
我是盼望在哪里？
我是谁？
Who am I?
哲学性的人类学。
It is a philosophical humanity.
我能知什么？
What can I know?
这是哲学性的知识论。
It's a philosophical epistemology.
我应当怎么行？
What should I do?
这是哲学性的伦理学。
It's a philosophical ethics.
我有什么盼望？
What kind of hope do I have?
宗教性的信仰。
It is a religious faith.
到第四样了，他没有办法明白了。
When it comes to the fourth thing, he couldn't fully understand.
因为这根本不是理性所能沟通。
Because this something rationality cannot fully comprehend.
他就没有写第四方面的书了。
And then he did not write book on this fourth aspect.
这是他很诚实表露出来的。
It was very true enough he manifested himself.
我刚才都提的这四个问题，他年老的时候写给他一个朋友，很好的朋友，透露他一生心里面的话。
It was at a time when he got very old, he wrote these four things to his very good friend.
这是所以第二样。Immortality 是本体界的
，because immortality belongs to the ontological realm.
第三样
，and the third，
在本体界有第三件我们不能完全明白的事情。
You say in the ontological realm there's the third thing that we can understand.
那是什么呢
？What is that？
那是自由。
That is a freedom.
那么康德比普通人更深入地探讨自由这件事情。
And also Kant study more in depth compared to common people about liberty or freedom.
我相信中文的自由这两个字翻译得好得不得了。
In Chinese, it's a very good translation of the meaning of freedom or liberty.
由是什么意思？
What do you mean by to be free?
由是就移动的意思。
Moving.
是来源到这里。
When it comes to the source,
去向到哪里？
Where do you go?
在自由啊，
self movement
在本体里面一种自由的行动的意思。
That in the ontological realm, this is a will to move freely.
那我们英文讲 freedom, liberty,
freedom or liberty in English,
就没有中文这样深入的了解了。
Then it cannot express fully in what expressed by Chinese.
所以当中国文字写了自由的时候，字的本身已经牵涉到本体建设。
Because in Chinese, when it translated as 自由 that 字 itself involves something with ontology.
自由就是本体里面一个自我本身的一个行动的那一种意志是不受影响的。
Because it's the will of the self that moves in that ontological realm that cannot be influenced by others.
那我们讲自己、自然、自家人、自由。
So when you talk about 自己、自然、自家人， all this in Chinese.
自身
and 自身
那个自是什么呢？
What is that self?
这个看的用德文表达，那叫 Ding and Sich。德文 Ding and Sich 是 being in itself。
That is in English, being in itself.
后来在存在主义的时候，就常常用这个字。
So the existentially, we use this word very commonly.
所以你说呢，这个是个女孩子。
So you say that there is a woman.
这个女孩子不是那个女孩子。
And that this woman is not that woman.
为什么她是女孩子呢？
Why is that she's a woman?
因为她里面有一个东西是使她变成女孩子，虽然鼻子大一点也不要紧。
Because in her, there's something that makes her to be a woman, even though her nose is a bit bigger, it doesn't matter.
就是她瞎眼，她还是女孩子。
Even though she's blind, she's still a woman.
因为她是女孩子。
Because she's a woman,
所以她的声音一定比男孩子更高。你听看看。
And that's why the pitch of the woman is higher than the man.
她虽然很矮，声音还是很高的。
Even though she's short, but then the pitch is high.
虽然个子很大，声音还是比较细。
Even though she's a fatter, but then the pitch is high.
因为她是女孩子。
Because she's a woman,
她会比较畏羞一点点。
And then she'll be more shy.
那就把她女性的美表达出来。
So because they will express her the beauty of a femininity.
一个很勇敢、很粗壮的女孩子很难找到丈夫。
A one who is very rough cannot find a husband easily.
因为她那女性的东西呢没有表现出来。
Because that feminism is not being expressed.
所以使她成为女孩子的是什么呢？
What that make her to be a woman?
从人身体来说。
Physically,
性器官当然是一个重要的原因了。
According to sexual organ is one.
但从人性来说
，but according to humanity,
女性有女性的特有的那个本质。
The female have their own freedom of expression.
所以呢，女性的本质那个叫做 being and being。
And the essence of being woman is being in itself.
人之所以是人
，the man is man.
因为人里面有人性的本体。
Because man has that nature which is his essence.
所以这个自由的自
So that self in liberty.
我们自己的自
And that self of the own self.
有本体的那个观念在
That has a concept, embraces the concept of ontology.
那么康德就把知识分成两个范围
So immediately Kant has divided knowledge into two realms.
现象界的范围
The phenomena realm,
我们可以用经验、用理性、用科学的方法把它归纳、演绎，变成知识。
Something that we can induce, infer, so that it becomes knowledge through science, through reasoning.
但是本体界里的东西
，but that which belongs to the substance,
我们没有办法了解。
We cannot fully understand.
就是刚才提到那三点。
And those are the three things he said that belongs to the ontology.
这个分发就很出名了。
And his division is very famous.
现象界的 phenomenal world.
The phenomenal world.
现象的世界。
The phenomenal world that he had.
第二个范围叫 noumenal world.
And the second is called luminal world.
本体的世界。
Luminal world.
这是希伯来书写完以后1700多年才有那样的事情。
And that was after the completion of the writing of the book of Hebrews.Then people have this type of thinking after
1700 years.
But then the book of Hebrews says that Christ Jesus is the representation of the true essence of God. If I do not teach philosophy, I cannot understand the Bible so in depth. If I do not compare the biggest mind in man's history, I cannot understand that the author of the book of Hebrews, that was touched by the Holy Spirit and write the book with so deep. So I want to say something.
这一两年我在东南亚要开的这些的解经的讲台。
For these few years, if I want to have this expository teaching on this pulpit,
是同所有的解经书不太一样。
It will be very different on ordinary commentaries.
我盼望你们不但听了以后
，I hope that after you've listened to it,
尊重圣经。
that you want to honor the Bible,
产生很严肃的信仰。
So you want to produce a very solemn and serious faith.
我盼望你产生一个独特的基督徒应当有的思想架构。
But also a very unique structure for Christians.
是平常你们没有注意到。
That in the ordinary time you never pay attention to.
耶稣基督上帝本体的真相。
That Christ Jesus is the representation of the true essence of God.
一个教授对我说。
A professor told me.
他说我不得不来上你们的课。
That I have to come to your classes.
而我发现。
And I discovered.
整个中国文化最大的缺陷。
The shortcoming of the whole Chinese culture is.
就是我们政治领袖的背后没有一个本体的上帝。
That behind the political leaders there is no God who is the ontology.
我们虽然中国的哲学里面提到关于神明的事情。
He said that even though this Chinese philosophy mentioned about deity or divine,
老子也提到道的问题。
老子 also mentioned about this way.
这些可以归纳起来是个无位格的神的观念而已。
But all these are impersonal God.
不是一个本体界里面一个真正的活着的神。
Not a living God who is in that realm of ontology.
他接下去讲的话很感动我们的心肠肺腑。
And then his statement that followed touched my heart.
就因为中国文化里面没有本体界的真神。
Because there is no ontological God in the Chinese philosophy.
所以从秦始皇到毛泽东，个个都变成暴君。
So coming from the time of Qing Dynasty until Mao Zedong, everyone became a dictator.
当然，我们也看见像康熙这样英明的王。
Of course, we can see good emperors like 康熙。
但是不要忘记，康熙皇帝是受基督教影响最深。
But do not forget that 康熙 is the emperor that got the biggest influence of Christianity.
几乎受洗做基督徒。
Almost he was being baptized.
他写了有关基督教的诗歌好多。
And he wrote many hymns about Christianity.
他非常敬佩耶稣基督。
And also he honored Christ Jesus.
甚至在这诗里面提到只有十字架可以拯救人。
And also he mentioned in the hymn that only the cross can save mankind.
如果你问为什么中国的皇帝只有康熙是这么英明的。
If you were to ask that among all the emperors, only this emperor 康熙 is such a wise emperor.
你要这个勇敢的中国人承认他是受耶稣影响。
If you want to upgrade this Chinese, you must admit that he was influenced by Christianity.
一方面皇帝以为他是天子。
Emperor think that they are the son of
heaven. 一方面他以为他是替天行道。
Because they are doing the will of heaven.
你注意许多的皇帝他的生活是无道无德。
But you know, you have to pay notice all the emperors lead a moral life.
登上宝座之后。
After they become emperors.
随意生杀。
And they will kill many people.
把百姓当作炮灰。
So that they will use this, they will squander the life of the people.
去狗一样。
And also they are only by the dogs.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something which is pitiful.
所以这个教授说。
So this professor said.
唐牧师。
Reverend Tong.
我要好好研究基督教。
I want to study Christianity.
我盼望对中国文化有贡献。
So that I can have a contribution to Chinese culture.
亲爱的朋友。
My friends.
神是谁？
Who is God?
神是那万有本相背后那个真的本体。
God is the true ontology of all the phenomena of the world.
这本体界里面真正的源头就是神。
And because God is the true source of the realm of ontology.
他在本体界里面。
Because he is the realm of ontology.
照着康德的哲学来看，我们没有办法去认识他。
According to the Kantian philosophy, we cannot fully understand him.
所以我们可以你说你的，我说我的。
So you can say about your God and I can say about my God.
我们也可以说的，不听也不说。
And also we can keep silence, not talking about it.
或者说的人说什么，我跟他说什么。
Or then what people say, we will follow suit.
那么这些神都是人思想产生的理论。论里面的神
，all this only by the rational God that man produces from their thinking。
但是那本体界的真神不是那一位神
，but that God in the ontology is not the kind of God。
他是源头
，He is the source。
他是神的本身
，He is God Himself。
除了他本身乐意启示自己的话。没有人可以真正认识。
Other than he himself who is willing to reveal himself, nobody can know him。
If God didn't want to reveal himself initiatively。
如果 Samuel 采取
being is able to understand，
如果 Samuel 采取主动来自我的这个启示，没有人能够了解明白神。
我们在第一、第二节已经提到了。
So in verses 1 and 2 we mentioned this。
这里给我们看见耶稣是谁呢
？So we see who Christ Jesus is。
那神借着讲话晓谕我们的独生子。
That he is the only Son God through the speaking to reveal himself to us。
上帝荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the glory of God's radiant of God's glory。
第三节的第二句是什么呢
？And what about the second thing of the third verse？
上帝本体的真相。
And the true representation of the substance of God。
在本体界跟现象界中间，我们看见一个中保。
So in a luminous world, in a phenomenal world, we see that there's a mediator。
就像什么呢？像太阳光照到我们眼角的时候，我们知道我们没有办法够到那个本体。但它的光辉已经来到我们这里。
That's like a light of sun that comes to us sight. Even though we cannot go to the substance of sun itself, but then we can know that sun is there.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那这样的基督是本体的真相。
Then Christ Jesus is the true representation of the substance.
我们就透过这个像认识那个体。
Through that representation, we know the substance.
我们透过这个 image, 我们认识那个 substance.
And through the image, we know the substance.
那圣经是唯一。所有宗教书里面提到，人是按照上帝的形象样式创造。
And in all religion, it is only the Bible that mentions that man is created according to image of God.
换句话说呢，有一个形象的原本。
In other words, there is the true substance of the image.
那用那个原本呢，成为我们这些形象创造的一个工具。
So through the substance and the image, we become the creation.
那我们每一个人就应当像那个原本。
So then we must be like that origin.
那原本的像是谁呢
？Then who is that the image of the origin?
就是基督。
That's Christ Jesus.
原本的像的被造的像他的形象的是谁呢
？Then what are those images of those who are being created?
就是我们。
That's us.
所以我们应当像基督。
So we must be like Christ.
因为基督是上帝的像。
Because Christ is the image of God.
那你听清楚了吗
？So do you know now?
这希伯来书第一章第三节的第二句话。
So this book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3
就把整个圣经里提到神的形象样式问题更进一步的点出来了。
It is even clearer about the mentioning about the image of God.
创世纪第一章26-27节
Because in the first chapter of Genesis chapter, well, verses 26 and 27
上帝说我们要照着自己形象样式造人。
God said they want to create mankind according to our image and likeness.
就他就按照他的形象造男造女。
And then later on he created female and male according to his own image.
创世纪第五章第十节
And also in the chapter 5 and verse 4 of Genesis
再次提到人有上帝的样式。
One more time he mentioned that man is like in the image of God.
在这个腓立比书第二章告诉我们
In the book of Philippians chapter 2
耶稣基督本有上帝的形象
That Christ Jesus has the image of God
以弗所书第四章二十四节告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24
因为我们是照着上帝的形象样式造的
Because we are created according to the image and likeness of God
被造的新人有上帝的仁义真理同圣洁
So the new creation has the righteousness and holiness of God
对这个形象
So all this image and image and image
前面圣经就又出现新约也出现
So the image appear in the Old Testament also appear in the New Testament
那么这个形象到底是什么呢
Then what about this image
在改教时期马丁路德怎么讲呢
At the time of Reformation what about Martin Luther what he say
形象已经没有了
You see, the image has disappeared.
当我们讨论形象这件事
Because at a time when they discuss about image thing,
我们正在讨论一个已经不在的东西
Because we are discussing something which is lost.
我们凭着记忆
According to our memory.
凭着我们的猜想
According to our speculation.
去了解这个形象
When you understand about this image.
马丁路德认为人犯罪以后那个形象已经没有了
Martin Luther thinks that after men have sinned, this image has been lost.
加尔文不是如此。
Calvin did not think so.
加尔文的形象是在的。
You see, the image is still there.
但是已经受了亏损。
But it has been polluted.
因为形象是在的。
Because the image exists.
所以人还是尊贵。
So man is still dignified.
还是荣耀的。
Man is glorious.
我相信这个前提对你怎样传福音的态度有很大的影响。
I think that this premise is going to influence how that we preach the gospel.
你把人当作一无所有。
Because if you were to treat a man as nothing,
你越热心，你越变成审判者。
The more that you're zealous, the more you become a judge.
你把人当为缘由而失去。
But if you deem men as someone who exists but now has been lost,
你就鼓励他们得回他所失去。
Then you want to encourage people to restore what they've lost.
这个是神学对布道学的影响，这是另外一个学问，今天不谈了。
This how theology will influence our evangelism.
我个人认为哈。
I personally think
真理是一生修都修不完的。
Truth is something that even though you spend your whole life, you cannot finish it. Understanding it.
一个人读神学读了四年，以为什么都懂，那是大的笑话。
If one was to study theology for 4 years, he thought he knew everything. That's the greatest joke.
今天的学生跟从前的学生不同的地方在哪里
？The student of today and the student of past, where lies the difference?
柏拉图跟他的老师苏格拉底做学生，做了半年，老师死了，他才走。不死他一定不走。
Plato, when he learned from his master, after 8 years, when the master died, then he left.
现在的学生快快把学分读完了，快快走，拿一个四方帽就走了。
But the student nowadays want to collect enough credit, want to graduate as soon as possible.
所以孔子说，古人之伪修也是伪己，现在的人伪修是求学的伪人。
And Confucius said that in the past people learned for their own self, for their own benefit. But the people of today, no.
你这里听没有得到修为，你还每个礼拜来，我尊重你贵那些只要学会才念神学的人。
You come here, you listen without a degree, I respect you more than those who only seek for degree.
如果你好好听几年，我告诉你，你得到的知识比很多神学毕业生还更多。
If you were to study here very carefully after a few years, I tell you the knowledge you acquire will be better than those who are in the seminary for a few years.
何况你听我讲了以后，你再去找书读，再去查经。再去买一些解经的书，你的追求就无限量。
After you have heard from this place, you want to study more, buy more books of commentary and study more in depth. I tell you the thing that you get even more.
每次我讲这一类的话，我很痛的。
Every time when I preach on this, my heart is so heavy.
因为如果教会的领袖没有办法供应的话，我们怎么带领这个时代的人归向耶稣？
Because if the church leader cannot provide for our need, how can we then bring people of today to Christ?
我们继续讲下去。
And continue.
那这样呢？圣经里面讲形象，形象，形象，形象。
But the Bible says about image and image and image.
就是说有一个形象的样本。
Which means there is the origin of our images.
我们不是照那个形象去造的。
That we are only created according to that origin.
所以我们今天不像样，就应当回头找那个样在哪里。
So today we are not like that original. We got to come back to that original.
当你母亲说你不像样。
When your mom would say that you are not like the original.
你爸爸说你不像样。
And your dad also said the same thing.
你的老师说你不像样。
And your teacher also said the same thing.
要回去你照镜子，要怎样像什么样。
Then you go back and you face the mirror and say, what kind of image must I be?
问题不是前面那个不像那两个字。
It is not the two words you are not like that is the problem.
问题后面那个样那个应该是什么。
But rather, what kind of likeness you should be?
你不像样。
That you are not like.
你说爸爸，那我应当像你那样吗？
Then should I be like you?
不不不，我也常常发脾气。
No, many times I lose my temper.
你不要像我。
Don't be like me.
像妈妈好一点。
Maybe like your mother.
妈妈，我像你好不好？
Mother, is it good for me to be like you? No.
你爸爸更勇敢，我不够的。
Because your father is more brave.
那么他叫你说你不像样，你问他像什么样，他也不知道。
So you ask them what should I be like, they cannot give you an answer.
这不是笑话。
This is not a joke.
这是人类文化一个很大的漏洞。
This is the biggest shortcoming of human culture.
所以每一个民族
So every nationality
试试看把他们民族的精英拿出来当作样让全国崇拜他。
When every race wants to raise up a hero for themselves so that people can worship him or is it to be like him?
现在全中国的样是谁呢？
Then who is that image of the whole Chinese?
就是已经死了23年还挂在天安门的那个。
And the one who has died for 23 years but now still being hung there.
因为要哪来一个人出来都一样呢？
Because what kind of image you must you present?
要哪什么像是全国要尊重的？
What kind of image you must lay so that the whole nation will honor?
但是中国人说要像毛泽东，英国人说我才不要。
So if the Chinese would say that it must be like Mao Zedong, the British say, no, we are not going to be.
毛泽东百岁生日的时候
Because at a time when this Mao Zedong has a 100th year birthday,
BBC 特别把他一生的性生活的丑闻全部把他爆出来
BBC exposed all this sexual scandal for the whole life.
那法国人要搞什么样给法国去尊敬他呢
What about the French, what kind of image they want to present to their own people?
拿破仑
Napoleon.
拿破仑现在不会拿一个破的轮子吧
Napoleon now is in a grave.
拿破仑像什么
Who is Napoleon?
拿破仑一生的生命漏洞太多了。
Because there are so many shortcomings in his life.
那英国要拿什么出来呢？
What are the Britons?
所以这个变成问题了。
So that become a problem.
苏联说把列宁的像拿下来吧。
And also the Russians take down the picture of the Lenin.
如果我们要像样像他，他自己不像样，拿下来。
If you want to be like him, he is not like himself. He is not honored enough.
我今天不是开玩笑。
So today I'm not joking.
这是整个人类文化的问题。
This is the problem of human culture today.
到底那个样在哪里？
Where lies that true image?
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
No one was like Jesus.
你们要学我的样子。
That you must be like my example.
你们要负我的轭。
Take my yoke.
我的担子是轻松的。
And take my burden because it's light.
我的轭是容易的。
Because my yoke is easy.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
来跟从我这个一句这句话。
Come and follow me. This simple statement.
可以明白的来效法我。
And you can come and follow me.
I am your sample.
我就是你的样式。
I am the only sample of man.
我就是人类唯一的模范。
你看见这伟大的地方吗？
Do you see the greatness of the statement?
基督是上帝本体的真相。
That Christ Jesus is the true image of the substance with God.
这些话你没有好好思想。
If you do not think ponder carefully of this statement,
你以为我懂了本体的真相就是本体的真相。
You thought that I understand what is my representation of that true being.
每一个字早就懂，不必查字典。
You know every single word without checking from a dictionary.
你真的懂吗？
Do you truly know?
上帝本体的真相。
That he is the representation of the true image of God.
第一次我到一个地方去。
There was one I went to a place.
那是第一次去。
That was the first time I went.
那么他们不知道唐崇荣是什么人。
They do not know who is Reverend Stephen Tong.
一个牧师说，你一定要跟我们去飞机场见他，因为只有你见过他。
And someone said that you must go with us because you are the only one who know him.
那个牧师说，好好好好。
The pastor said, I'll go with you.
他们就坐车了。
So they went with the car.
车到一半的时候
，halfway
坏了
，it broke down，
全部不能走了。
So they couldn't go.
那么要修车了。
So they got to repair the car.
只有那个牧师会修车。
Only that pastor know how to repair.
所以他不能走，叫别人去接我。
So he cannot go to the airport and fetch me.
他说牧师啊，我叫你来，你来修车做什么？
You say pastor as it come by now you repair.
我也不认识他是谁。
I do not know him.
他说我告诉你，唐崇荣大概这样高。
He's about that high.
大概27岁。
About 27 years old.
那个时候我本来是27岁。
I was 27 years old.
我不是故高告诉你我很年轻的。他大概不太胖不太瘦
not too fat, not too thin.
可能他是穿白衣蓝裤的人
Maybe he's the one who put on a white shirt and blue trousers.
因为我很少看见他穿浅色的裤子
Because I seldom see him putting on the
他带的 with light colors. 带的箱不会太大的
And not a very big bag.
那他几个人来
And how many people came with him?
牧师说一个人来
Alone.
因为他还没结婚
Because he's not married yet.
那个人来飞机场一直等一直看我也一直看哪一个人见我
So he came and watched and watched. I was also looking for someone to come and fetch me.
这个没有人问我
Nobody asked
me. 车都走了走完了
So after all the cars had left.
没有人问我
No one asked me.
就看见一个人在哪里后来我问他
So I asked that person who was still around.
我说你是在找一个姓谭的吗
Are you looking for someone who is same Tom?
你有看到他吗你有看到他吗
Do you see him?
我说我就是啊
I mean
他看看我在他旁边再看看我在他旁边几个人在我旁边
And he looked around
他说难道你是唐崇荣吗
Are you Stephen Tong
他怀疑我
He was doubtful of whether I was
我已经自我启示他还不信
I've self-reviewed myself
你可以听懂吗为什么呢
Why
因为那天下飞机的时候
Because when I get down from the
plane 有一个妈妈带一个孩子
There was a mother who carried a child
一大堆东西
Many things are
carried. 一个她的岳母，哎，她的婆婆或者她的妈妈老得不得了。
And maybe her mother was very old.
所以我就替她带东西。
So I have her to carry the things.
一包一包带下来。
One bag by the other.
那么她在旁边。
Then she was there. I was there.
所以那个人看唐崇荣大概没有带岳母来吧。
Well, I think this Reverend Stephen Long has not brought his mother-in-law. I think.
怎么可能唐崇荣有个印尼婆、一个孩子、一个妈妈在这边一大堆
？How can he has an Indonesian lady and then there's a mother-in-law?
所以他就想，这个一定不是唐崇荣。
所以 say this must not be Reverend Tong。
我带着我就是唐崇荣。
I say I'm Reverend Tong。
他就一直看那个人，难道他太太孩子一大堆来吗
？Then he said, how can he have so many people who can accompany him？
他没有办法去想象。
Say he couldn't imagine。
所以后来我想一个办法。
Later I thought of a way。
我没有去的地方
，places I've not been。
我到的时候
，when I was there，
他应该拿我的照片来对照哪一个是。
They must actually take my picture and try to compare。
你照片是什么呢？
the picture.
就是那本体的真相。
Because that picture is a representation of the substance.
我变成那个本体了。
So I am that substance.
照片变成真相了。
And that picture becomes a representation.
怎么认识上帝呢？
So how can we know God?
透过上帝的像。
Through the image of God.
你在毛泽东身上看见上帝的像吗？
In the Mao Zedong, can you see the image of God?
没有。
No.
你在苏哈多的脸上看见上帝的像吗？
In the face of Suharto, can you see the image of God?
怎么上帝会这么不像样？
How can God be like that?
你在哈比比的身上看见上帝的像吗？
Can you see also God in Habibi? No.
你在 Clinton 的身上看见上帝的像吗？
Can you see also God in Clinton?
怎么上帝会一天到晚脱裤子这个开裤链的
okay, God has a zip up and down.
所以呢耶稣就是上帝本体的真相
and Christ Jesus is the representative of true God.
你明白什么意思
you understand now.
好现在你注意好
now,
他是那个本相
he is that true image.
我们是按照他的本相的形象被造的有形象的被造者
but then we are the created image that have an image according to true image.
从这里去看的话
From here we see,
全本圣经 consistent.
The whole Bible is consistent.
从第一次创造人